Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. Our children are meant to be full of hope, optimistic for the life ahead of them, and full of hope for the future. When you ask a group of elementary school kids what they want to be when they grow up, we all expect these kinds of answers.
A basketball player.
I know who I want to be. I want to be a police, and I want to make shirts and skirts, and I'm going to be a designer, and I'm going to do hair.
I want to be a lawyer because I want to buy my brother her own house and have her own stuff.
Ooh, I want to be a psychologist to help children and people.
I want to be a doctor too.
A pediatrician.
I want to be a prison.
Typical youthful enthusiasm, right? But these kids aren't suburban children from middle-class families. They're inner-city kids from the west side of Baltimore. They live in neighborhoods where violence, drugs, and crime are part of their everyday life. It's all around them. They're also members of a youth empowerment program run by Dante Wilson that's helping them resist the cycle of failure and violence in their neighborhoods, a seductive, powerful force when isolated from the rest of the world that few of us can comprehend.
Can you ask us what we would say if Oprah says she's going to get us whatever we want?
I would want to buy the whole store.
See, I would want to buy a new life, a new city, so it won't be all this drugs and little alcohol people running around shooting people, Bloods and Crips, Purple City, and all that stuff.
I would get some money and give some to my mother because right now she only has $2.
I get a whole bunch of money and I buy I rent a hotel and my family will live in a hotel.
Should these be the worries of 8 and 9-year-old boys and girls? What are the odds of these kids keeping their youthful enthusiasm and hopes for the future in the face of everything they deal with every day? Everyone lost to the streets was once innocent and hopeful like these children. We can do better by them and our future.
Your children are not your children. They are the sons and the daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but they are not from you. And though they are with you, they belong not to you. You can give them your love, but not your thoughts. They have their own thoughts. They have their own thoughts.
Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more of these stories, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.com or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.